that to a final budget. And anyone else have any changes to the today's agenda? Okay, Mark, you have a change? Come on up, please.
Yeah, I'm Mark Joseph Phillips, Story County resident. Today is the 20th of May, 2013, at tentative budget hearing, discussion before possible action, approval of the agenda for May 20th. I would like discussion of the treasurer's report out of the consent agenda, because a week ago I put in a request to put that on the agenda, so I'd like to, a couple things to talk about there.
What item do you want moved off?
I would like to discuss item number 6, treasurer report.
Okay, item and 6.
Also, today I became aware in regards to today's budget hearing of a notice of non-compliance for the budget today, which is required by law to be read into the record, so we got to make sure to do that sometime in the agenda. Thank you.
And what am I reading into the record?
It's a notice of non-compliance for today's budget hearing.
Why are we non-compliant?
Well, we'll talk about that when it comes out.
Oh, okay. Very good. Okay. With those changes, a motion?
With those changes, I move that we approve the budget or the
agenda.
Consent agenda.
Okay. I'll second that.
All righty. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Public comment.
Yeah. Yes, public comment. My name is Dale Beach, and I got some public comments to make. I would like to ask you commissioners if we can do something to require honesty in office, to where everybody we do business with in the county is not giving us a scam. I'll give you one instance. Pat Whitten, first of the year, got all that new power, said that he was going to save was paying $36,000, and the state and the school was paying $36,000 for lobbying fee. Going to cut that back to $3,000 each. Save $12,000. Well, in the shuffle, our county commissioner that left took that those jobs over, and he was getting $19,800 and some in health insurance. And that went over. So instead of losing $6,000, which the county commission, or army manager, put in the newspaper, why, it cost us more money. We went from $72,000 up to almost $80,000 due to this health insurance fight that we took on for Von Hessen's family. And I would like to have some penalty for these people, all of you, that you've got to be honest with us. You can't just tell somebody something that isn't simple. I mean, I've got a right. I try to run my life as a decent human being, and I try to tell everybody the truth as close as I know it. You know, we can go on to the next one. We'll go to the lobby. And Lance, the commissioner now, some in his groups, him, other groups, $220,000. That was just pie in the sky, and nobody knew anything about it. And those are things that we, the people, should have a right to know. And somebody, you know, all these new departments we're trying to get, we've got too many. We could coagulate about 5 of them into one. We don't need no more management. We need worker bees. And somebody's got to do something for us. You know, I and a sheriff. We've all loaded on the sheriff, and we found out that the sheriff's a pretty popular guy. And I'm glad to call the sheriff my friend. I've never met a deputy in this county yet that I wasn't proud to say worked for me. I like all the deputies. And there's another department called Community Chest I see a lot of over across the street. And those folks do something that it would take the county a dollar, they'll do it for 30 cents. Why aren't we utilizing those people and putting our money through that operation right there? Those people, I am damn proud to say, are my neighbors across the street, and I'd do anything for them. They're just great people. But whenever it gets up in the bureaucratic maze that you folks have built, it just gets worse and worse.
Thank you for your comments, Dale.
Did I run out of time?
Yes, you did.
Sorry. I'm going back home to my oxygen tank.
I'm letting you off the hook on that 3.5 minutes, Charles.
Oh, okay. Well, I got a minute and 20 seconds I had last year.
Pat, what do you got?
I got Patrick Flanagan from a resident of the Highlands, and I'm not representing the VCHPOA with these comments. I'm doing a follow-up request to the commission made on August 7th, 2012. I realize the agenda is going to be heavy and long, and make this brief. I'm attaching two documents, one a paper on response to recession, and the other requesting the commission act on seven areas, both presented to the commission on August 7, 2012. To date, I've seen little change from the condition of Story County since then. Our unemployment rate is still high, probably higher due to dropouts. Our foreclosure rate is also still high, though the real estate market seems to be stabilizing. Compensation for private enterprise has been slashed and continues to hit our taxpayers and residents. What I'm asking for is that the commission give us, the public, a report on what they have done since August in regard to my request and any other actions that they've taken to alleviate these problems or address my concerns. I particularly wish to note the need to stop budget cuts on key departments. You have cut too much already. I do not want to mention county employees or departments because I don't want to embarrass them. But I do know there's a fact that some are so understaffed that they cannot perform their work in a timely and responsible manner for the members of this community. You should know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a very simple task which has not been done for many, many months. It has not been done because more serious matters had to be attended to. As a result, this delay is costing the county each month an unnecessary cost and is also costing the taxpayers needlessly. One might say that this is perhaps negligent, but it is not. It is because the county budget has been slashed too much. Instead of improving, it is worsening from my August report. These are hidden costs and are expensive. Now you wish to continue cutting, particularly the Sheriff's Department. This is very foolish. We are now experiencing more crime due to the conditions of our economy, and the only reason why it stays low is that we have a vigilant law enforcement. To cut departments like this is just insane, as it will end up costing the county even more. The recent proposal to create a new Department for Social Services still is in question. In that proposal, I only see costs increasing, not decreasing. We need a professional study on this and also on how to cut unnecessary costs. We must get our government staff back up to the point where they can accomplish their duties and not increase the cost of government by being understaffed. A good start would be to eliminate all payments for lobbying activities. We are our own best lobbyists, and we don't need to get paid for this. I would hope that the commission would get back to me in the next 30 days on the points that I had made back in August.
Okay.
I need copies for seven.
I think I can answer an awful lot of your questions if you had attended the briefing that Austin Osborne gave at the River District last week, or in this courtroom a couple of months ago. He covered all of those topics and has all of the figures. And so you might want to get with Austin on his your demographic presentation and the real numbers.
Now, all I know is the unemployment rate recently is still as high as it was back in August, and I've got a lot of people out in the Highlands that aren't able to get jobs and are losing their homes. No?
Well, you look at Austin's numbers, because your figures are totally bogus.
Well, then you should talk to some of the people in the Highlands.
Mark, you got some more for us here? Words of wisdom?
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Mark Joseph Phillips, Stark County resident. 20th of May, 2003, item number four, public comment. Commissioners Chauvin-Ginn and Commissioner McBride were present at the tentative budget hearing for the VCTC last Thursday, and I have a couple of real major concerns, and I believe that Mr. Denny Dotson is in Mexico for 3 weeks. I'm sorry he's not here to comment. But what I found is the tentative budget that was posted online, and the budget information that was given to us at the meeting, and the budget that Denny Dotson filed on April 15th on the official Department of Taxation forms are three entirely different things. When that meeting went on, final budget was approved, and what was posted online is the final budget for the public was not accurate, it was untrue, and misleading to the public.
I don't know what to do about it, Mark. You're going to have to check with Denny when he gets back from Cabo. Anyone else? Okay. Let's see. Consent agenda. Let's go into, let's take item six first of all. Mark, you want to go ahead with what you have on that.
Okay, commissioners, before let's have a close look at this treasurer's report before we approve it here today. Could we go down through the treasurer's report and find any indication of Department 116 Community Service? It seems like Department 116 Community Service has been deleted from the general fund. Can anybody find the community services account here on the treasurer's report before we approve it? 110 Gold Hill, 120, 116 has been deleted from the general fund accounts, community service. See,
Mr. Chairman, could I get a clarification from Mr. Phillips? Are you looking at the report that says in the left-hand corner, run 516.13 at 758.42?
Correct.
Okay, the reason for that is community services, like the treasurer, like the assessor, like the commission office, like the bulk of these offices, are all paid out of the general. So they are going to appear strictly in 001 general. Those are all general fund expenditures. We have not done away with a department.
Well, when talking about a new community services department, wouldn't it be nice to know how much money was left in that account as of the end of April?
If you want that,
this
Mark,
the community services fund has always been in the treasurer's report, Commissioner. commissioners, it has just disappeared from this realm.
I'd say that's a misstatement of fact.
Okay, my concerns duly noted, and I am.
All right. When as soon as you get elected the county commissioner, why you'll be able to take care of all this for us, Mark.
And I might further, I know we have some information that's going to be presented today on the budgeting process, and there will be, as required by NRS, quarterly expenditures of the departments and the object of the expenditures outlined. So this is a fund report that the treasurer prepares. It is not a department budget compliance report.
Yeah. All right. Motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll motion to approve the consent agenda as written.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And Mr. Chairman, I think since it was removed, you should probably have a separate motion to approve the treasurer's report for April.
And, and then I'll take a motion to approve item 6M.
Move for approval of item 6?
Yep.
Second motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We already approved the consent agenda.
We did.
Okay, staff. Sherry, got anything for us? Okay. Dave.
Nothing.
Bum.
Yep. He's doing some hair still to come up to the podium.
Otherwise, we don't pick it up. You know. And the TV only gets you from your knees down.
All right, just giving you an update on some of the legislative things happening down there at the legislature. Pretty crazy today. Most of the bills were submitted or killed or moved forward as of Friday. And we've been able to kill about 35, 40 bills that kind of would have done some harm to Story County and a lot of the rurals. A lot of those... as I said, were killed probably about 3 weeks ago. And then Friday, there was a bunch of bills that were amended and submitted and are good going forward now. Some of the bills that are still out there that are pretty good concern to us, one of them, which I've kept all the commissioners and Pat and Mr. Gallagher in the loop on this, is this portal bill. This portal bill is going to cost, what the portal bill is the state's going to take over all business licenses. You're going to now do everything through the state, which in turn, they get the first count of the money and they get to hold it as long as they feel necessary. And then we hope we get what we normally charge for business licenses back in return. So that's one thing. The other thing on this portal bill is it's going to cost the county, Mr. Gallagher had quoted me about $250,000. So far, he's the lowest of any of the other counties that have seen what this is going to do to their county. Most counties are around $400,000. So this is an unfunded mandate that, if I were to predict, is going to pass. We've been able to do a few things to it to amend it, but I'm pretty sure this is going forward. It's in the one committee hearing that we're at, it was 11-1. You know, and there was Northern Republicans on that as well. So I think this is one of those bills that I think we really need to look at very carefully because I think it's going to go forward.
Is this all of our business license revenues?
It probably will be. I didn't clarify anything on a couple of the licenses, but it pretty much sounds like they want to take everything over.
PRI licenses?
Everything, yes. Yeah, that's everything. Now, there's still some amendments, and that's kind of what we're doing now down there, is trying to get some amendments, because not all counties, obviously, are the same, and Story County is actually very unique on how we process these business licenses. They can't do it as efficiently as we can, and there's going to be hang-ups. So, you know, those are one of the things that we're really trying to push, and I know Ross Miller personally, so we may be able to get a little bit of a gift out of him. I don't know, but right now, it was 11-1, you know, on this, and you know, the lone guy was Ellison from Elko County. So expect that to go through. And that will have to be implemented by January 1st, 2014.
So there's a $250,000 at least. I didn't give Mr. Gallagher a long time to research it, and I'm going to give some of this information to Jesse as well. But Hills was by far the lowest out of any other county to implement all these changes and everything over there. Let me get through this, Sean. You guys have a busy schedule today, and I'll come over and answer yours when we're done here. The other one is the Public Works Bill. Good news on that. That was originally brought up where anything that Mike did in the public works sector, anything over $25,000, he had to review it and submit it out for bids, probably mostly to union shops or prevailing wages, which it was currently at $100,000. The bill was for $25,000. We were able to not necessarily kill that bill, but we amended it to where populations under 50,000 can go up to $250,000 now, Mike. So actually we got, it was 100, now we got 250,000. So we don't have to worry about going out to bid and going through all those procedures that cost us an extraordinary amount of money and waste a lot of Mike's time trying to figure up all these bills. So that one we really won on that one. So that went from $100,000 to $250,000. The other one that, I was up here last time on is Bill 272. That passed Saturday. That's the land bill in Story County and Washoe County. That went through. It was a unanimous vote. So that is on the governor's desk for him to sign. And that's the land in Sunny Hills and then Tahoe Rito Industrial. So we'll be coming back to you more on that, trying to get passage one way or the other. I think probably the biggest issue is going to be with Washoe County down there. But we'll be able to try to work something out with them, and then we'll be back in front of you guys here. The entertainment tax. That's what everything is. You go down there in the legislature down there now, that's it. That's the only thing they're talking about is the entertainment tax. Reason being is that's how Maryland was going to fund the majority of, the next biennium was through this entertainment tax. And I don't think this entertainment tax is going to go very far. They got, a lot of the big wigs coming in. Steve Wynn, has challenged it. NASCAR, has challenged it. She wants to put an 8% on everything. The only thing that we've gotten out of it to help is her bill was originally anything with 50 occupants or more is going to get charged as 8%. Admission tax and or beverage tax, merchandise tax, whatever. We do have that raised to 200 now. But there are amendments going back and forth.
That affects Virginia City, all of our events, any paid events, is that correct?
It does. There's one amendment in there that we think she's going to add to it, and that is if you're a 501c3 or 501c4 giving to a 501c3, then that could exempt you. So like our chili cook-offs, the Grand Prix, things of those nature will be exempted. If she amends it, and it kind of sounds like she's agreed to do that, because the Reno Rodeo is a big sponsor of hers, and, they're obviously caught right in the middle, and they're a 501c3.
Would it affect any of our nightclubs, our live entertainment?
Only if you charge an admission to get in. So if you're a strip club or whatever, if you're charging $20 to get in, yeah, you're going to be involved in that 8%. But you have to charge an admission to get in before you're charged.
Before you're charged.
Yes.
Because occupancy is under 200.
And is the occupancy now set at 200 instead of 50?
Yes. Yes. That's still at 200. Okay. Unless you charge admission to get in, then it's not. Then you are under that 8% rule. Gotcha. If you're charging admission to walk through your doors. The other one is this mining tax. This is by far the worst bill I've ever seen down there. And basically what it does is it's called SJR 15. Is they're trying to get as much money from the mines as possible. They're trying to get rid of net proceeds tax, which currently right now is capped at 5%. On one bill, they're trying to get to where they go off more of a marginal tax, and to where they also pay personal property, which they don't pay right now. And that's the thing that kills us in Story County and probably a lot of the other rurals is somebody that probably obviously didn't understand mining very much added a bill to this that the, all mining properties that you have, you will be taxed not only on the value of the surface, but also what's underneath it. Now, if you could figure out what's underneath it, you're a billionaire because Barrick would hire you tomorrow. So some of their comments down there were, well, you're going to drill it like everybody else drilled it. Well, in Virginia City, I believe there's a little bit over 168 claims just in Virginia City. Giana now has to assess each and every one of those claims on the value of what's underneath the 3.5 feet that you own as surface rights. So looking at Giana and asking her, she said, you know, probably 7 to 8 years it would take her to do this. And there's still no way to figure out what's underneath there, obviously, unless you drill, you know, every square foot of that property. But that bill is alive and well. I think it'll get amended out eventually, or the governor has said that he would probably veto it, and Maryland does not have the horsepower to overrule his. I think he's got to get 6 Republicans to switch sides. So he'll probably veto that, but that's one of the bills down there that, you know, there's so many unintended consequences on some of these bills people don't understand. That's why, you know, the mining bill looks very good when you first look at it, because it's probably going to raise about $350 million in the first biennium. And Spider and I, Commissioner McBride, went over it. It looks good till you get down to this, you know. And then you have, you know, 6 years for Giana to have to research this, and there's no baseline. So there's nothing for her to go over. She has to start over and actually figure out what all this mineralization underneath these properties are worth and then tax it accordingly. So there's no baseline for her. It would take her forever. So other than that, I've been in touch with the school district quite a bit. There's rumors of consolidation again. That's always kind of an ugly bill that gets brought up about every year or every session. It's not a formal bill as of yet. But there are talks about trying to save money since education is not funded as of yet to consolidate, and the consolidation generally is Story County, Douglas, Lyon, Washoe, and Carson City on one school district. Doesn't have a lot of legs underneath it, but there is talk from the southern folks down there about doing that for the schools, which I've been in contact with the schools quite a bit, and so we're monitoring that. There's about 70 more bills to talk about, but those are kind of the biggest ones, I think, that affect us the most. So any questions, I'd be glad to.
I want a quick comment. You know, I've been at this desk now for 3 or 4 months, and heard from a lot of the folks that are residents here in the community. And there are folks who take the position that we shouldn't be lobbying, that we're wasting money on lobbying, and paying attention to what's happening in Carson City. And I'm just going to tell everybody here, if we're not aware of what's happening in Carson City, we will be damaged beyond belief. It takes the spirit and the capability of a lobbyist to follow these bills. And I'm going to tell you more importantly, and I know this from the bottom of my heart, Bum Hess is tremendously respected in Carson City. When he enters a room and when there are things happening and you want to talk about a bill, every lobbyist or administrator will approach him. He sometimes has a circle of 3 or 4 or 5 people around him. He is tremendously respected. And it's that effort that keeps our fat out of fire. Because if any of these bills, or many of them, were to pass or not get the amendments that come to us, it would break our little county. There are bills there that would do it today. So I commend you, and I want everyone that lives in this community to realize the value and the benefit that you bring to that function.
Well, I appreciate those kind words, and I guess everybody knows whose car I'm going to be washing tonight. But,
Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Chairman, if I may comment on Mr. Gilman's observations, he's absolutely right, but it doesn't stop at Carson City. It goes back to Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. This is the guy that over the last 12 years, when we needed things from our federal delegations, our congressional delegations, he's got the cell phone numbers now of Congressman Amaday, Senator Heller. I'm not sure if he has Senator Reed's. He might have deleted that one. But, you know, we just
don't
have
$2
million plus dollars from the USDA, and you get that by lobbying.
Yep.
the federal folks as well. So I echo completely what Commissioner Gilman is saying. We could not do it without people working.
And I can add to that and say that there have been a lot of days that I've been down there, bums covering one room, I'm covering another committee, Mary's covering another one. There are so many committee meetings that occur simultaneously, and so many bills are being heard. You got to flood the place with lobbyists and staff just to get in there to get something set and done. And it's tough.
Well, they expect to see Story County down there now, and that's why they're not passing a lot of things. You know, there's a lot of things, and now is kind of really the crunch time, and I'll get out of your guys' hair here, because now is where the rules start to get bent, because they don't have an absolute budget. I'm not saying Maryland doesn't have a good idea. They just don't have one that's got a chance to pass right now. So this is where you hear things getting brought up that, you know, this was never heard previously in other hearings and committee hearings, but they get amended to bills. So that now is kind of the time we got to be down there all the time. And the session is pretty much in from about 7 in the morning to midnight now. So
yep.
We'll be down there. So. Oh, you got it. Probably is. Do you have any more questions? And I'll let you guys get on with your budget. And I'll hook up with you, Sean.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, thank you.
I think you've got about 3 seconds left out of your 3 minutes.
Oh, I didn't know I qualified.
I just wanted to
come on up. We got to get it on there. Sorry about that.
I just wanted to comment. I appreciate what Mr. Hess is doing, but I came from San Francisco, and as big as San Francisco is compared to this county, we did not have paid lobbyists. People like myself and people in government took it upon themselves at their expense to go to Sacramento, to Washington, and lobby for the city, and it was much more effective, and it cost the county nothing.
Well, you just go back with your friend's guy and whatever. Well, what's the other one's name? Nancy. Your pals there will be quite happy. Let's see. Fire chief.
I have nothing for this meeting. Thank you all.
Nothing, Mike.
Just a couple items before you.
That'd be a first.
You're not going to try to sell me on Diane Feinstein.
But one thing I noticed that Bum failed to mention down there is they're making some progress, because it looks like the pecan punch is going to be the official drink of the state of Nevada. So that's some good news. In all seriousness, just a couple of things. We're continuing to do some work down at the Louise Perry Park. Most of it involves just labor and equipment with the ball field down there, and it's whipping into shape. We've taken out all the weeds and old material there and be putting some new field mix in there. And maybe they'll be out of there today, I'm not sure. But that's progressing. The other thing is, I finally got a contact with NB Energy on streetlights, a gal out of Reno, Melissa Fritz, and between me and Lance, we'll be pressuring her and those folks to help us out with those lights down there on Perry Ranch Road. And I've also requested that she help me with an audit on all the streetlights that we pay for in the county, and she has agreed to do that. So. Moving forward with that. The other thing is, on the sewer treatment facility, we've been working, of course, with BLM for at least the last 6 years that I'm aware of, on acquiring those, that's about 15 acres down there, west, the plant and west up to the school district property. And we're moving forward with that. It looks as if that they're willing to sell us that ground, because it's less than 50 acres for $1 an acre, and they have a third party environmentalist right now finishing up the final report for that parcel down there. So with any luck, hopefully we'll wrap that process up here in the next few months. So that's all I have for you, Jim.
Good. Do you have that $15 in your budget for this cycle?
I was hoping to borrow it from Bucket of Blood. Maybe we can come up with it between the two of us, Mark.
A Thursday night's Planning Commission meeting at Rainbow Bend. A lot of nice compliments from the folks there on all the work you've done down there on the restrooms on the park. They were very appreciative.
Yeah, we got a little tour of it. Looks very nice. Yeah. Oh, Austin. Austin, Austin.
Chairman, Mr. Commissioners, I'll keep it real simple. Our assistant, Diane, has decided to call it retirement after 20 years, so she'll be retiring here in the next 30 days. And so we're going to work on a nice farewell for her. And with that said, I'll be posting a position for a junior-level planner in her replacement that'll do junior-level planning under my direction. So that's it for today.
That's it?
That's it. Thank you.
Dean.
Start the clock.
Commissioners, real quick, just last week, we moved Mars into their facility, 250,000 square foot. I met with Suave North America Foods, vitamins and stuff. We are doing they're moving in from Green Bay, opening up a West Coast distribution center. I saved 1-800-Flowers. They were going to have to leave the county. We're moving them into an existing building out in the industrial park. I met with Nevada Distribution Services out of Sparks, out of Spice Island. They're moving into a 155,000 square foot facility. So we are seeing some improvement out in the industrial park. We're under full construction of the 525,000 square foot building, which we have four companies coming in to look at that building already. And I met with that developer to go look at land last week for two more buildings. We're also talking to the existing owner of 2777 USA Parkway. They're going to expand their building 300,000. Entire rack needs another 300,000, so they're negotiating an expansion on that building. So we are seeing some upswing. What I have currently right now will create about 2,000 jobs. Unfortunately, it's not easy from Story County residents to get down there, but there are plenty of jobs available down in the industrial park. Also, Wednesday at 8 o'clock, most of you will meet with Pat Witten up here, and we have a tour of the North County, which will take pretty much all day that has been posted. And so we will have over 20 people going on that tour, and we'll do that tour. Any questions? Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you, sir. I think you've got a question. Come on up, John.
Dean, 500,000 feet, how much property tax does that generate on average?
About 500,000, about $78,000. That's just a shell building.
Right, without personal property. This is the real. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. My name is General Houts. I'm glad to hear all this development. I have just a quick question. Is there a projector coming in for the road transportations that can go a quick access from Virginia City to TRI? Is there any proposals so far? Thank you.
That's been a question many times. The only physical way to put a road in from Virginia City would be what we call pole line or the power line roads, which takes you up, and that would just get you to Lockwood. And so that's unfeasible per the cost. The other thing is if we open up all that area, the people out in the Highlands has voiced concerns because that'll open up all that North Highlands for development. So we are working on the USA Parkway, which is a west-east road that takes you from 80 to 50. That projection is to be built in around 2019 at a total of $59 million. So we have looked in Austin. We've done studies. We've had different people come in. Even when Corta Vista and now Uplands, they wanted a loop system. They have came and talked to the planning department about a different route, bringing a road up from Sunny Hill Ranchos and looping around and coming back. But currently, it's pretty dead to have a road go from here all the way up. When you get out there and see the terrain, it's very expensive. Lost Town Road used to be a road, used to be a state highway. It was given back to the county because it was an inefficient road, and even to put that in, when you get down to the Lockwood area, you're going through some big canyons and big cliffs. It's four-wheel drive, and most of the people get out there get lost because there's so many fingers.
I think probably one of the challenges, too, to understand is we're looking at putting in that USA Parkway extension, and we're going to have every bit of $100 million invested in that highway, every bit of $100 million. Just to finish the last segment is, what is it, $59 million. So when we start talking about connecting the Highlands and Virginia City and the this part of the county down there, we're talking about a huge budget.
To let you know, also, Stagecoach has came to us and asked us to take a finger connection from Stagecoach and kick over to USA Parkway, which would be very expensive. To let you know, if you go down to Ramsey Weeks or to Silver Springs, if USA Parkway gets in, it'll be from Opal, or where the road hits Highway 50, to Vista, less than 30 miles. So from the Mark Twain Dayton area, you'll see that being traveled more than going all the way around Carson City. The bypass is still cheap, less to come up Virginia City and go into Reno. I will let you know, veterans have come to our office, and I think Mike's office, and a few other offices, because when they're veteran affairs and they have to go to the hospital, they get paid mileage. A veteran came in and brought in to us the mileage requirement that they're paid on. They were all the old dirt toll roads that they really can't travel on, and so they had it from Mark Twain to there for like less than 20 miles. And so they asked us to write a letter saying those are not travelable roads. There were toll roads that were coming out the old 7 Mile Canyon coming up, and there were all the old roads on there. And that's what they were paying veterans for their mileage to build the Veterans Hospital in Reno.
Sheriff.
Just one thing today, real quickly. As of noon today, we've graduated 60 of our young students from our DARE program, 22 elementary school kids, and today was 38 middle school kids, and quite a wonderful bunch of folks that now have some good decision-making skills, and hopefully we won't be seeing much of them in the future from a professional standpoint.
Hopefully. Good job. Okay, Pat?
I wasn't going to say anything, but I'll bring back up something Dean said, mainly for Pat Flanagan's benefit. Granted, there's not an awful lot of people that we're aware of from either Virginia City, possibly Mark Twain, and the Highlands that actually work in the industrial park. Although there are a few. I met an interesting one at Benco Dental a while back, who had been unemployed for 14, 16 months, I think, is at Wits End. But we've always also recognized, Pat, that when somebody from Reno or Sparks or Rainbow Bend or wherever gets a job, they may have had one in Reno that may free up something, because oftentimes these aren't unemployed, they're underemployed. So it is a region. You know, we've always marketed it as a region. And the fact that somebody might be moving from, say, the Barnes & Noble distribution center down in South Meadows out to try for better pay, better everything, that will free up a job oftentimes, you know, in Reno. So there is a church like that. Dollars that you spend in the community and how many times it turns over and over again. And that's it. I'll defer to the budget, Mr. Chairman.
You?
I'm going to defer it also. I'm probably going to run out of steam here.
Jesse? Nothing? Bill?
I don't have anything.
Okay. We got everyone on that then. All right. You guys want to take a quick break before we get into this?
Yeah.
Okay. 10-minute recess.
Okay.